Siddhanta Sarshati Goshami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Adanta Koti Vaishna Vrindaki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokubinath Shamukuna Gadha Kunigidi Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Nabadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri ki jai, Ganga Mai ki jai, Jamana Mai ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Mat-chitta
sarva-durgani
mat-prasadat
tradishyasi
atta
chet
tvam
ahankaran
nashoshyasi
vinangshati
vinangshasi.
Mat-chitta sarva-durgani
mat-prasadat
tarishyasi
atachet
tvam
ahankaran
nashoshyasi vinangshasi.
Mat-chitta sarva-durgani
mat-prasadat tarishyasi
atachet
tvam ahankaran
nashoshyasi vinangshasi.
Mat-chitta sarva-durgani
mat-prasadat-tarishyasi
atachet-tvam-ahankaran
nashoshyasi-vinangshasi.
Mat-chitta-sarva-durgani
mat-chitta-sarva-durgani
mat-prasadat-tarishyasi
mat-prasadat-tarishyasi
atachet-tvam-ahankaran
atachet-tvam-ahankaran
nashoshyasi-vinangshasi
nashoshyasi-vinangshasi.
Mat-chitta-sarva-durgani
mat-prasadat-tarishyasi
Mat-chitta-sarva-durgani
mat-prasadat-tarishyasi
atachet-tvam-ahankaram
nashoshyasi-vinangshasi.
Ladies, can you see there? No, of course they can't see.
Mat-chitta sarva-durgani mat-prasadat-tarishyasi atachet-tvam-ahankaram nashoshyasi-vinangshasi.
Mat
of me.
Chittaha,
being in consciousness.
Sarva,
all.
Durgani,
impediments.
Mat prasada,
by my mercy.
Tarishyasi,
you will overcome.
Ata,
but.
Chet,
if.
Tvam,
you.
Ahankarat, by false ego.
Nashoshyasi,
do not hear.
Vinangshasi,
you will be lost. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. Purport. A person in full consciousness is not unduly anxious about executing the duties of his existence. The foolish cannot understand this great freedom from all anxiety. For one who acts in Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna becomes the most intimate friend. He always looks after his friend's comfort, and he gives himself to his friend. who is so devotedly engaged, working 24 hours a day to please the Lord. Therefore, no one should be carried away by the false ego of the bodily concept of life. One should not falsely think himself independent of the laws of material nature or free to act. He is already under strict material laws, but as soon as he acts in Krishna consciousness, he is liberated, free from the material perplexities. One should note very carefully that one who is not active in Krishna consciousness is losing himself in the material whirlpool, in the ocean of birth and death. No conditioned soul actually knows what is to be done and what is not to be done, but a person who acts in Krishna consciousness is free to act because everything is prompted by Krishna from within and confirmed by the spiritual master. Om Agana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostate, Tapta Kamsana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vansha Kopitarubhyascha, Prapasindhobhyevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Much chitta sarvadurgani, mat prasada tirishasi, tat chait tvam, ahankaran. Nashoshasi vinakshasi. Durgani means obstacles. Durga, of course, you know, is the goddess of the material energy. Durga also means fortress. The material world is like a fortress, like a prison from which it's difficult to escape. Ga means to go. And dur means difficult. It's very difficult to get out of this material world, or difficult to overcome the stringent laws of material nature. What is that? Mama Maya Duratya. Daiviesha Gunamayi. Mama Maya Duratya. The material energy is very difficult to overcome because it's divinely empowered by the Lord. But Mamevaye Prapajante Mayame Tam Tarantite. One who surrenders to Krishna can easily cross beyond it. The formula here is actually very simple. The world is full of difficulties, dukkhalaya. But whatever the difficulty, as soon as one comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness, there's no difficulty. Difficulty is because I'm identifying with this body, because I'm thinking I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that. One is identifying with matter, and one is forgetting one's eternal constitutional position as a spiritual living being. As soon as he revives his true consciousness, there's no difficulty. The difficulties of material existence are compared to the trouble of the man seeing his head cut off in a dream. If you can see your head cut off, then you're not in difficulty. But you're thinking you're in difficulty because you're seeing your head cut off. So, or another example, one is seeing the moon to be shaking on the water. So actually the moon is not shaking, but because you're seeing the moon on the water, and the water is shaking, the moon appears to be shaking. So the living entity seems to be going through so many difficulties, but actually there's no difficulty. It's only on account of false identification with material nature that he appears to be in some sort of difficulty. So these difficulties can be stopped by revival of one's eternal Krishna consciousness. Everybody still sits by that door. And it makes it difficult when people come in. Srimad Bhagavatam had said, Anartha Upashamam Shakshad Bhakti Yogam and Hokshaje. Artha means that which has meaning, that which has value. Yes. And Anartha means that which is meaningless, that which is useless, that which has no value. Anartha, unwanted things. You've heard of anarthas. Anarthas are the unwanted things in one's life, starting from within the heart and extending into the actual realm of practical affairs. Anartha, these are unwanted things. But these unwanted things are superficial. The living entity has nothing to do with these anarthas. But because of false identification, so many anarthas ensue. So, anartha upasamam sakshat. These anarthas can be directly mitigated, bhakti yogam and hokshaje, by contact of devotional service to adhokshaja, Krishna, the inconceivable personality of God. Lokasya janato vidvan chakre satvata sanghita. But people in general don't know this. And therefore, Srila Vyasadeva composed Srimad Bhagavatam to enlighten them about the science of Krishna. So the principle is simple. Where in so many complexities, psychological complexities, financial complexities, social complications, educational challenges, health problems, on and on and on, marital problems, so many problems, material existence is problematic. Legal problems, this problem, that problem. But these problems are all superficial. As soon as we come to Krishna consciousness, there's no actual problem, because I'm eternal soul, I'm part and parcel of Krishna. I have nothing to do with this material existence. What's the problem? What's the problem? But we're in anxiety because we're dwelling on all of these problems and what to do, what to do. But Srila Prabhupada explains that the Krishna is saying here, you just think of me. Matchitta. Matchitta means making your consciousness Krishna consciousness. Matchitta, thinking of Krishna. And simply by thinking of Krishna, Sarvadurgani Tirshasi, you'll surpass, overcome all the obstacles set up by Maya. Simply by thinking of Krishna. How is that, Mat Prasada? By Krishna's mercy. When Krishna is merciful, he'll do the needful. We don't have to worry. What about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? I'll depend on Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example that a child has no anxiety. He knows my father is there. A child is bothering him. My father will beat up your father. At least my father can beat you up. So he's not worried. My father will protect me. So the devotee knows Krishna is there. I simply have to depend on Krishna and everything will be all right. Naivod Vijay. What is that? Duratraya Vaitaranyas. Tradvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnachitta. Prahlad Maharaj says, I have no anxiety about the material existence. Why? Tradvirya Gayana, Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnachitta. Because at any time I can simply chant your glories and merge in the ocean of bliss. Cho Chaitato Vimukha Chaitase Indriyartha Maya Sukhaya Bhatamudvahato Vimudhan. Therefore, my only anxiety is for the fools, Vimudhan, big fools, who've turned away from you and are trying to enjoy their senses, and who've made a nonsense civilization for expanding material enjoyment, but actually increasing their miseries. So I'm an anxiety for them, but for myself I have no anxiety because I can chant your glories and immediately everything is all right. So that's a fact. Everything may appear. There was some incident, again, we were talking about Dhruva Maharaj, how he was fighting the Yakshas. The Yakshas have magical powers. So while Dhruva Maharaj was fighting them, they were releasing illusory weapons. It seemed like boulders were falling from the sky, pus and blood were falling from the sky, so many things. So it was overwhelming. So imagine, you're fighting against an enemy and all of a sudden boulders are falling on your head. Everything is going on like that. But Dhruva Maharaj had some special arrow, Narayan Astra, something like that. Essentially Maha Mantra arrow. And as soon as he released it, then all the illusion was dispelled. Yaha Krishna taha maya nahi adhikar. As soon as there's Krishna, then maya can stand. So, matchitta sarvadurgani, matprasana turishasi. If you simply depend on me, think of me, then you'll have no difficulty. Atat chait, on the other hand, atat chait tam ahankaran. If you instead are going to be ruled by your false ego, I'm the doer, by my own strength I'll overcome whatever difficulties there may be. Ahankara Nashoshasi, and you don't listen to me. I'm speaking to you, Bhagavad Gita, but if you don't listen, if you don't follow, then vinangshasi, then you'll be finished. It's a very simple thing. Krishna or Maya? You choose Krishna, everything's all right. You choose Maya, you're finished. Bhagavad Gita is not very difficult to understand. So whatever the impediments, they can all be overcome by Krishna consciousness. At some place it's said that there, whatever sinful activities one may have performed, they can't be so great that they're unable to be eradicated simply by chanting Hare Krishna once, purely. Similarly, there's no difficulty that can't be overcome by the mercy of Krishna. There's nothing that's so difficult that Krishna can't fix it immediately. So the devotee depends on Krishna and Vrindavan, the Brajvasis, whenever there's some demon, whenever there's some difficulty. They just depend on Krishna. Oh, Krishna, this is the problem. And Krishna takes care of everything. So that's true everywhere. Krishna will always protect his devotee. Name Bhakta Pranashati. We simply have to chant Hare Krishna and depend on Krishna. And every problem will be solved. It seems very, you know, simplistic. Every problem is going to be solved, you just chant, right? You just chant and everything goes away, right? All your problems go, yes, actually it's a fact. Actually it's a fact. Everything seems so difficult, so complicated. And you chant Hare Krishna and everything becomes very easy. Well, what was the difficulty? So this is our program. The whole world is in anxiety, the whole world is troubled by so many things. But by sankirtan, by the chanting of Hare Krishna, all the troubles are dispelled. Enechya shodhi maya nashi dhrana. Hare nama mahamantra lao tumi nama. Any questions? Mm-hmm. Yes. But actually, these things have nothing to do with us. Because they're, of course, in theory, they're connected with the body. Prabhupada, they're always asking, why do you shave your head? So one time Prabhupada said, so that if they hit you on the hair, you won't feel it. Huh? Shave off your hair, it's lying there. So if they hit you on the hair, you won't feel it. So, similarly, if I know that I'm not this body, then even whatever difficulties there may be, what do they have to do with me? What do they have to do with me, actually? So the Krishna conscious person, because he exists on the transcendental, it's a question of consciousness, actually. Have you ever been doing something, you've been really in the middle of something, and while you're in the middle of the work, you get a paper cut? And then when you finish the work, all of a sudden you realize, oh, I got a paper cut. Huh? So why didn't you feel the paper cut before? Because your mind was absorbed in your work, you got a paper cut and you didn't even feel it. And then as soon as you're done with your work and your mind has nothing to do, oh, I've got a paper cut, oh my goodness, it's really So much pain is actually due to thinking of pain. It's due to our thinking of pain. Otherwise, for the person whose consciousness is absorbed in Krishna, just like Srila Prabhupada, in his last days, he hadn't been eating, and there was just practically bones, and no flesh covering them, and he was confined to bed, and so such a difficult thing. Any ordinary person, of course, would be heavily sedated. At the first sign of discomfort, he'd already be taking Darvans or something. And by the time he got to the final stage, he'd be on morphine and, you know, on vacation. And Srila Prabhupada wasn't taking anything. No painkillers, no, not even aspirin. Huh? And the Kaviraj said that any ordinary person in this state would be screaming in pain. He would be screaming in pain. And Srila Prabhupada was just carrying on with his affairs. So how is it possible? It's possible when the mind is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So it's not an ordinary thing that I just say, oh, I'm a devotee, so I... But actually when our mind is absorbed in thinking of Krishna, then the pangs of material existence, you know, it's like watching them on television. Because if I'm not this body, then what does it actually have to do with me? So the whatever has to do with this body, it might as well have to do with something in on another planet, because it has nothing to do with me. And Chaitanya Charitamrita said that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he was so absorbed in ecstasy that he didn't know whether his body was on or off. And just like a madman, you get these crazy people. They don't know if they're wearing clothes, if they're not wearing clothes, if they're, you know, they're just out of it, as we say. They don't know what's going on with them, with themselves. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was something like that. He wasn't conscious of whether his body was on or off. As the madman doesn't know whether his clothes are on or off. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just had no... Whatever was going on with his body was going on, but he had nothing to do with it. Yes. Another example that a man is... a businessman, so many times a day he's going to the files, looking something up. But if you ask him... how many times today did you look in your file cabinet? He can't tell you. Because actually he's not even thinking of it. His mind is on the profit that he's going to make or the deal that he's going to cut or whatever it is. And going to the files is just a sort of an automatic activity. So it's described that for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the bodily functions were just going on automatically, but he had no consciousness of it. So for the advanced devotee, even the greatest what is that? Yam labdva chapram labha manyate nadikam tataha yasmin stito nadukena gurunapi vichalyate. He's not disturbed even by the heaviest gurunapi, by the heaviest difficulties. Why? Because he's absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So it's possible. Is that all right?
Just wondering, if we have complete dependence on Krishna, isn't there a tendency that we don't make an effort, that we just say, oh, Krishna will do it, Krishna will do it?
Yeah, tendency is there. We have to resist that tendency. Dependence on Krishna doesn't mean that I leech on Krishna. That I just do nothing. And Krishna, you can do everything. I'll take rest. Not like that. The devotee is always active, but he depends on Krishna for the outcome. He knows that all I can do is act, and then the result is up to Krishna. I can't control the result. You do everything, whatever it is, very nicely. But you can't determine the result. You drive very nicely, you're watching to the right, you're watching to the left, you're following all the signals, you're in the speed limit, and somebody comes along and smashes your car. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not that in your control that because you're driving very nicely, you'll not get into an accident. Or you're doing everything nicely, but your brakes go out, or you know, you run into something and the car doesn't function. It's not in your hand. So many things. You try to do it, and then it doesn't work. Or you don't even give proper attention to it, and it works anyway. You know, so many people have made huge success in business, not really because they planned it out or they, you know, everything was lined up, but by some good fortune. And so many others, you know, they had lined up everything, they had it all worked out, and the business failed. So it's not, or Prahlad Maharaj gives the example that you have a good doctor, a light disease, and you die. Or you have a heavy disease, no doctor, and everything's okay. It's not exactly in our hand. So we can only try for some result, but the result is up to Krishna. But trying, that's our part of the deal. We have to be engaged, because devotional service means devotional service. It doesn't mean sentiment. In Upadeshamrita, Srila Prabhupada makes this point, that devotional service is not simply some sentiment. It's practical activity. So when Krishna says machchitta, it doesn't mean just you're sitting around spacing out. But you're serving Krishna, you're thinking of Krishna, you're doing everything nimitta matra, you're acting as an instrument for Krishna, and then you're depending on Krishna for the result. And if Krishna, if you like, such and such thing may be successful. But it's not up to us on the one side, and on the other side, it's not that our business is to just sit back and say, well, it's all up to Krishna, so I won't do anything. The devotee is looking, even if there's nothing to do, the devotee is looking to do something for Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada, you know, practically he wouldn't need anything, but somebody with, oh, Prabhupada, can I carry this for you? Prabhupada, can I do this for you? Prabhupada, can I do this? It doesn't need it done. But the devotees are eager to do something. It's described that in Vaikuntha, the goddesses of fortune are sweeping the touchstones. In Vaikuntha, the touchstones don't get dirty. It's not a dirty atmosphere up there. Vaikuntha is squeaky clean. But just to get the mercy of the Lord, the Lakshmis are sweeping the touchstones. So that's the nature of a devotee. He wants to serve. It's not that he thinks, wow, this is great. Now today I can sleep all day. That's not what he looks forward to. The materialist, yeah, you know, he looks forward to, you know, Sunday, he'll sleep till 2, and then he'll eat something, and then he'll sit down on the television and watch it and sleep, and then he'll sleep. And later, you know, how was your weekend? Fabulous. So for a devotee, that's not the objective. The devotee looks forward to being able to do more service. He feels happy when there's some service to do. So he's not, the question doesn't even arise, you know, kicking back and letting Krishna do everything. The devotee, by his nature, is eager to serve.
How do you deal with lack of enthusiasm or lack of taste?
How do you deal with lack of enthusiasm or lack of taste? Various ways. One is by association. Because if you're associated with people who have no interest in Krishna consciousness, it's more difficult for us to develop our interest. And if we associate with those who are enthusiastic, interested, then you become interested. Anything, some political program or some educational program or some sports program, if there's, you know, a group that's into it, then, you know, generates enthusiasm for everyone. And even if you're maybe a little dragging, I don't know, but then once everybody else is there and they're going, then you kind of get pulled along in the flow. So if we put ourselves in the association of those who are enthusiastic, that enthusiasm will rub off on us. And another thing is by regular sadhana. If we regularly follow these principles, chanting Hare Krishna regularly, reading something regularly, getting up early in the morning regularly, following this program of Krishna consciousness, the program itself generates enthusiasm. Because it's full of Krishna. The holy name is Krishna, the books are Krishna, everything is Krishna. So by touch with Krishna, you become enthusiastic. Yes. So this sadhana gives enthusiasm. This program of regular, prescribed to a regular service, generates enthusiasm. Starts off as being, I got to do it because they told me I have to do it. As Shastra says, or the Guru says, or temple president says, so I have to do this. But by doing it regularly, then you come to the next stage, and they're going, oh, very nice. Yes?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Did you give some instruction on avoiding the offenses to the holy name?
Some instruction on avoiding the offenses to the holy name. Yes, and do it. Avoid them. Yes, just by, what is that? Yato nischalati. Krishna says, wherever the mind goes, you have to bring it back. One German godbrother, his name is Uttama Shloka. There's also an American Uttama Shloka, but this is the German Uttama Shloka. He told me one time that Srila Prabhupada said, just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. Try to hear yourself chant sincerely. So in that way, if we apply the mind to the sound, it's the same thing. This is an anartha, an unwanted thing. The mind is wandering, it's thinking of evil thoughts about the devotees, it's thinking evil thoughts about something else. But as soon as we again fix the mind on the sound, then those evil thoughts can't stand because they're maya, and wherever there's Krishna, there can't be maya. The holy name of Krishna is Krishna himself. So as soon as my mind is fixed on the sound of Krishna, then maya has no scope. So constant practice. Yes?
In the morning, sometimes when you're chanting, you start getting a bit sleepy.
It may be. You have to judge, you know, sometimes no amount of sleep is enough. So you have to judge. But sometimes Srila Prabhupada would tell someone, go take rest. Go take rest. You know, if you're going to sleep, then do it. You know, sleep properly. And then do whatever it is, read, chant, and so on. If you don't get, that's there. What is that? I can't hear you. Yeah. Yeah. Svapna. Nasvapna. Napi what? Third line. Nachapnas. You can't be a yogi if you eat too much. You can't be a yogi if you don't eat enough. Can't be a yogi if you sleep too much. You can't be a yogi if you don't sleep enough. So everything regulated. You need to sleep to maintain the body. But you don't need to sleep more than that. So regular. Enough sleep, but not so much sleep. So that's the first thing, that you get enough sleep. Then the next thing is, that then there's Maya saying, oh, you didn't get enough sleep, you only had 12 hours and you need 14. So then it's practice, you know, to focus the mind, to tell Maya, go get lost. I have chanting to do. So it's a combination of both things. First thing is, make sure you've had enough sleep, make sure you've had enough everything. That's all right. Now there's no excuse. So now the mind has to be fixed by practice. Because Maya will always say something. Oh, you know, you have to attend to this, you have to attend to that, you forgot about this, better that you do this, you have to think about this, what about that? So one has to make some effort to fix the mind of Krishna.
And also this point may not be so related to the past, but finding it difficult for some many young people, how to keep your, like in classes, your back straight.
How to keep what?
How to keep your back straight.
I'm the last person to ask.
You always seem to sit so upright.
I seem to sit upright? Gee, thanks. Well, it's some practice to try to sit nicely. Some practice. I mean, a physiotherapist will tell you there's all these muscles involved. You know, there's back muscles, there's stomach muscles, actually, which have a lot to do with your back. There's all these muscles involved. And if you don't exercise them, they don't work. So, first thing is just being conscious and trying to sit nicely. I can't tell you very much more. Oh, there's another thing. And watch out for walls. I mean, you're doing okay, but lots of times we see people who have accepted the wall's invitation to merge. That's usually an inauspicious start. So you choose a proper place to sit. Reasonably comfortable, have one of these, you know, something to sit on so you're not freezing cold or something like that. You get a nice sitting place and then sit nice. Otherwise, walk. Those who are chanting, sitting is too difficult. Prabhupada used to pace sometimes. I pace all the time. I actually am very good at sitting. Something else. Yes.
Maharaj, does Maya influence us according to our karma, or does she work independently? Like
no,
she presents us with a choice. Is it?
Your karma is Maya doesn't just come out of nowhere. Maya, there are laws of material nature, so there's cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect.
Does her influence change when we? I just find
Yeah, that's a different thing. Then Maya gets cut back.
If we have an offensive thought in the mind about the devotee and rationalize it, whatever, we're being stupid or thinking.
Well, that's what everybody does. They have nasty thoughts about everyone, and then their business, their internal monologue is justification. If you listen to some of the stuff that goes on in one's mind, I don't know why that guy did that, and really kind of a jerk, I guess, so many people, they just don't have it together, what can you expect, and you're kind of stupid, and anyway, thank God that I've got, a good education, or that I've got, at least I'm not bewildered by that kind of thing, I may have my flaws, of course, but actually, So the whole world is busy, puffing, talking to themselves about, I hit that guy in the teeth, but he deserved it because he, was walking on the wrong side of the street, and, if I didn't do it, somebody else would have done it to him sooner or later. So there's this constant monologue going on about how I'm good and everybody else is bad. So one has to recognize that and divert the mind from this Maya's engagement, really. You are great, the world is bad, you are great, everything is bad. Or you are great and they are great and they love you because you are great. So one has to break out of that by chanting Hare Krishna.
Do we get reaction from having thoughts like that?
It's said in Kali Yuga that what's in the mind doesn't have a karmic reaction. In previous ages, you thought something, the thunderbolt would come. But in this age, unless you actually do it, you don't get the reaction.
You think this was the devotees or?
Yeah. It's just thinking it doesn't get. But the trouble is that you think it, and then it goes on from there. Then you see the guy and you give him a dirty look. Now that's an offense. Trouble is that thinking leads to willing leads to acting. So better to stop in the beginning. Not that it's all inside and I'm grooving on it inside and it's okay because I'm not doing it outside. Not good.
Thank you so much. I feel like the more you chant, the more you see these bad qualities within you.
Yeah, the more you chant, the more you see these bad qualities within you. That's good. And then the more you do something about it. Just like the more you clean, the more you see the dirt. The person who doesn't clean, he's like up to his waist in it and doesn't see it. Right? You go in there and you say, my God, the way this person's living. But he doesn't even see it. For him, this is just normal. The peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all lying around, and the breadcrumbs and the, last week's newspapers and everything's, it's like a kennel that he doesn't even see it. But once one starts to awaken to these things, then he cleans and he starts to see, like if you do that, if you clean a room or clean the temple or something, you didn't realize how dirty it was until you started cleaning it. And then once you start cleaning it, you see, wow, there's still more. But what's happening? It's getting cleaned. Is that okay? Yeah, you're seeing because your vision is becoming more acute. Not because more junk is accumulating, but because now you're awake and you see, my God, what a pile of junk I had in my mind. And then it starts, actually it's getting cut down, but now even half as much junk still looks like, oh my goodness, all that junk. And even if you cut it down to 10%, now because you're sensitive to it, you say, this place is junky. Just keep cleaning. It's great. Yeah, fantastic. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning the Jagannath temple, they cleaned it, and then they cleaned the clean places, and then they cleaned the places that they've cleaned twice, and then they cleaned them some more, and they still were getting dust, and still they were, so soon it was so clean that you know, when some place is really clean, it's like you just, even if you, even a person who doesn't quite understand what it is, you just feel something. So the mind becomes like that. It becomes very clean and pure. And still the devotee sees, no, there's something. That's very good.
Thank you so much. Just the question about the 10 offences again. One of the offences is to preach the glories of the holy name to a faithless man.
Mm.
But yeah.
That's the one we risk, Prabhupada said. We'll risk that offence. Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean that I meet some guy on the street and say, you know, he said, what's your movement all about? Well, you know, Krishna's lives in Goloka Vrindavan, and he has all these girlfriends, and he plays his flute, and then he dances with the girls, and then he steals their clothes, and then he does this. And you know, there are things that are not meant for the ordinary person. We don't just throw around everything for the swine to trample upon. But the to give some basic spiritual knowledge that life is meant for spiritual realization, that you're not this body, that immersion in sense gratification is actually hurting us instead of helping us, that chanting Hare Krishna will revive our spiritual kind. You know, these things are meant for distribution. And we take a little risk that, all right, they may not take it, then what to do? But advanced topics on Krishna consciousness, that's reserved for the devotees.
Hmm? You're talking about dependence on Krishna and also making an effort to become more Krishna conscious and to what extent can we use astrology in trying to find out sort of things that may or may not affect us in the future? And to what extent is that taking away that dependence on Krishna using sort of, I mean, a bona fide astrological
And astrology, even if you know everything, you still have to, finally the result of it is you have to depend on Krishna. Whatever it is. Because every chart is mixed. Everything has some good fortune and some bad fortune. And the result is, the outcome is, or the bottom line is, that you have to depend on Krishna. There's no chart you can say, oh look, I don't have to depend on Krishna. Of course, yeah, there's the chart of the fool. I don't have to depend on Krishna. You know? Everything's perfect without Krishna. That means he's an idiot. He has the chart of a retarded person. But any sensible person, he looks and sees, well, I've got something good, something bad, so I have to depend on Krishna.
Is it something you'd recommend using astrology?
Not very much. It's useful for certain things. For marriage, generally, astrological consideration is taken into account. And there are people who can't get up in the morning and, unless their astrologer said it was okay. And they've got, well, this ruby ring is for this, and the diamond ring is for that, and this planet needs a coral ring, and this one needs this, and the jewelers are doing real well, but every astrologer's got to deal with the jeweler somewhere, or he is the jeweler. And it's got all these rings. So, finally, all of my rings to counteract the planetary influences are not going to make my life successful. I can, you know, chanting all these mrityunjayas and things and you know, this and that and, to pacify the planets. That's not our process. But Prahlad Maharaj speaks about Krishna Graha, the Krishna planet. That I'm attracted by the Krishna planet. So when the Krishna planet is strong in your chart, then all the planets are taken care of. So that's the most important planet, the Krishna planet. Otherwise, astrology may sometimes be availed of for some purpose, but it's not. If we become preoccupied, like anything. You become preoccupied, like we use computers, but if your computer takes over your life, you have a problem. We take medicine, but if you now medicine takes, your life is all about medicine, you have a problem. Anything. You need the association of a woman, but now if the woman takes over your life, you have a problem. Everything, you know, has its proper place, everything has its proper utility. You need food, now food takes over your life, you have a problem. So astrology has its place, it may be useful, it's part of the Vedic culture. But if astrology, if our life is all about astrology, what happened to Krishna? Well, that's because of some unfavorable planet in their chart. They just wear a Carl ring on their...
What would be your advice, Maharaj, to parents who are maybe aren't so enthusiastic about...
Advice to parents or advice to devotees?
Advice to devotees to deal with their parents.
Well... It's an individual thing. Of course, first we have to understand that naturally they have these concerns and so on. It's politics, really, somehow or other we have to satisfy all the concerned parties. One thing is that with parents sometimes, usually their kids are the last people who can impress them with Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it works the other way, sometimes the child becomes Krishna conscious and makes the parents Krishna conscious. But usually, you know, listen, I'm your dad, you don't tell me any, you know, what's what. I tell you what's what. You know, you don't enlighten me, I enlighten you. So sometimes they'll hear better from the other devotees. So if you give them the opportunity to associate with especially senior persons, or especially parents, other parents who are satisfied and happy that their sons or daughters are Krishna conscious, and that may have a better effect. You know, they see that, well, it's actually a good society, of good people in it, other people like me are there with their kids in it, and so on. That may be effective. Also, being sane helps. If you're sane and sober, yes, sane. Sanity helps. Generally, sanity is considered an advantage in Krishna consciousness. It's one of the 26 qualities of a devotee, believe it or not. A devotee is sane. So, one should be, not that because I've become Krishna conscious, I become negligent about everything. That doesn't go down very well with parents or anyone else. One should be attentive to one's responsibilities. Then they say, well, you know, all right, he's become too religious, but he's still giving attention to everything. So that helps. Otherwise, if we neglect, it's problematic. What more can I tell you? Consult your close advisors what to do. Anyway. Yes?
Raj, I read some of that. Life is preparation, death is examination, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know when you have an exam in your school and stuff, so you know when the exam day is, so you know...
That's the problem with the death exam, you don't know when. It's a surprise exam.
I was going to ask you, can you use astrology to find out when the exam is?
You can. Srila Prabhupada in his last days consulted some astrologers, and they all gave a different story.
Which one was the right one?
The one who's no longer in this world. Even the wrong ones probably are no longer. Anyway, they all gave different stories. One said that, you know, he'll breeze past this, it'll be over very quickly, and he'll live to be, you know, 102, and another one said something else, another one said something else. That's the problem with astrologers. That you may not, one was right, but how do you know which one's right? It's like, there's some example about that. I'd forgotten some popular example. Anyway, it's great if you know all the right answers in advance. But that's the problem. That's the problem of the exam. So, depending on astrologers. Plus, Krishna can cheat you also. You know, you think you've got it down. The astrologer told you this. It's all settled up. Nothing's sure in the material world.
He wouldn't really do that because we're doing it. No, I'm just saying, like, we want to be Krishna conscious. The time we have, we can use that to, you know, maximize it.
Yeah, therefore, it doesn't matter what the astrologer says, we have to be Krishna conscious. We have to get serious. Whether it's going to be tomorrow or next week or 2 weeks later or a year from now. If you think, well, it's 10 years down the line, so I can goof off for 9 years and then get serious, that's not going to work. Therefore, the Chanakya Pandit says that one who wants to enjoy sense gratification should just forget about death. He should think that he'll never die. He should just, you know, it's out of the picture. And one who wants to attain spiritual perfection should always think that I could die at any moment.
I read once Srila Prabhupada mentioned Bhrigu in India.
Mentioned who?
Bhrigu?
Voodoo.
Bhrigu.
Bhrigu.
Yeah, he
Prabhupada mentioned Bhrigu a lot. He's one of the Munis.
And he's still present at this time, isn't he?
Bhrigu, Vyas, Atri, there's so Nard, there's so many Munis. So what's the point? If you want to go visiting Munis, go visit Narad Muni. Not Bhrigu Muni. Some astrologer, huh? Has got, you know, Bhrigu Sangita, and you're going to go find out what Bhrigu is saying and all this. Better to find out what Narad Muni is saying. If you want to know what a Muni is saying, better to hear from Narad Muni than Bhrigu Muni. We're in the line from Narad Muni. The time has come. Hey, it's time for prasadam. Hare Krishna, glories to Shri Krishna.